This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to be around a person to hear their last words before they leave this life. I have had that happen on a number of occasions over the years. We're in a new series called Last Words, the last words the Apostle Paul wrote to a young minister named Timothy, but they're also the last words that he wrote in general. This week, last words about life, death, and eternity from 1 Timothy 1, beginning at verse 8. God bless you as you listen today and all this week. I never thought I would use a presidential candidate, someone who's running for president, as a sermon illustration. But I begin, and I will actually use a couple of illustrations from her life. Her name is Carly Fiorina. She's from 1999 to 2005. She was the chairman and CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Before that, for 20 years, was an executive in the telecom industry. And she wrote a book about her life. I'm not campaigning for, this is not a left-handed way of campaigning for anybody. I do want to share a story with you out of her life dealing with cancer. It's a story that a lot of people can relate to in our world, and I'll begin with this part of the story. She said, one of the most horrifying things about having cancer is that the doctors spend a lot of time telling you about all the risks and the downsides of the treatments they recommend. Patients who are already terrified about their disease are forced to sit and listen to everything that can go wrong from the treatment. As an example, my doctors recommended radiation treatment in addition to chemotherapy. They told me that while they thought I would tolerate the radiation well, one of the risks of radiation, which I had never heard this before, is that you might get a secondary cancer. If I were to get a secondary cancer, they said, obviously the situation would become very challenging. My husband Frank and I ended up feeling very burdened by all this information. My prognosis was excellent, but all the information I was getting focused on the bad. Why am I telling you that story? We live in a world in 2015 where every time you turn on the television, and this week is evidence number one, is that it's bad news. And it's about death and dying and trouble in the Middle East and about crisis here in the country economically and politically, crisis with tragedies like happened in Charleston. And it's like every 2 or 3 months there's a national tragedy that the whole country is focused. And it seems like there is so much bad news, but I want to share with you some good news today from the Word of God, from the book of 2 Timothy, the series we're preaching through, Paul's last letter, not only to a young minister named Timothy, but Paul's last letter, period, because you see he was executed. Bible scholars think after writing the book of 2 Timothy. So these are his last words. 2 Timothy 1, beginning at verse 8, exactly where I left off last week and where we'll continue next week. So do not be ashamed to testify of our Lord or ashamed of me, his prisoner, verse 8, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death. Underline that phrase. He has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality or eternity to light through the gospel. Yet I'm not ashamed because I know whom I have believed. And am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.